Hey everyone, welcome to our evening September supervision sport call. It's nice to see you. I've got a few people who are coming in and out of the waiting room, so we had this issue this morning as well. Just to say welcome to new folks, Nicola, it's nice to see you, to folks past and present. We've just had a SBCA class graduate on Tuesday, which is kind of fun, number four, and Nicola was part of that class. And we also, this is our first call back after summer break. So just to remind everybody what we do on these calls, you can bring anything you like. The aim of this call is that you receive coaching from me, and you can bring stuff about your human life, you can bring stuff around your coaching business, and you can also bring stuff around working with clients, anything that's coming up around your client work. And we kind of look at this call through the lens of mostly around entanglement, right? Like where we get entangled with our clients in our practices and also in our businesses, which is absolutely a thing. And yeah, we can cover anything. So the idea is there's no agenda. You can just bring whatever you want to cover. And we usually have room for 2 to 3 people, depending on how we go. And if no one has anything, it's a short call. So if you know you want support today, please let me know in the chat. Okay, Stephanie, you want to start?
Sure, I've missed you. And also, I finally hired a supervisor who I found through you, Christina Shepherd, on the podcast. So,
oh, cool. And
I'm excited you're going to be a supervisor. So, I have this client who, she's reasonably new working with me, and she knows I do self-doubt work and business coaching. So we kind of like go between the two things. And twice she's come to the call, like thinking she has this like self-doubt, like big problem or whatever. And I've started to do the uncovering the protective belief exercise with her. And honestly, she just like ends up solving her own thing, like during it. And like in one case, she just thought she had this big protector against coming up with a life vision. And then it just turned out, like listening to her, she just like came up with this beautiful life vision and she's happy with it. And so, but this has happened twice with the same client, and it hasn't happened with any other client before. And I just kind of wonder, I know my tendency is to go more towards the like, well, maybe it's not self-doubt, like maybe it's just all fine. And I have quite a few clients where they just really don't seem to bump up against a whole lot of self-doubt in their business. And then the other part of me is like, am I somehow avoiding, like what, you know, I kind of just wondering, yeah, if you can help me talk through that a little bit.
Sure. How do you feel about your client solving her own problems?
Well, I mean, I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's certainly more fun than going down the like deep self-doubt, like, oh, this is this big like thing, you know? So.
Yeah. So what do you think is going on for her when she is bringing those things?
Well, In the vision thing, I think no one just let her be herself in her vision. And so, and she's worked with people before lots of times on it, and it's just never felt right. And so in that case, like it made perfect sense that she was able to kind of like articulate a vision in a safe space and one that she's happy about. So I think that makes perfect sense. And then the other one that she came to the call with was kind of about like procrastination. And I totally know self-doubt can play a big part of procrastination, but I know there's a ton of other reasons for procrastination too.
Right.
Like her client hasn't given her all the information and like, you know, stuff like that. And so she ended up kind of like, it was just too, we couldn't really get to anything there either. And so they both made perfect sense to me. And so I think both of them are good. And at the same time, I'm just like, is that my tendency? Is that my entanglement? Like, there probably is self-doubt there somewhere. I'm not saying she has no self-doubt, mm-hmm. but on the particular thing she brought, I was like, kind of doesn't seem like there's a problem.
Well, so what if like both things can be true, mm-hmm. right? For those things that she brought, maybe she thought it might be self-doubt and turns out maybe at least for those two things, it's not. Or it's, you know, there are wider reasons and circumstances that she can work through. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is the thing, right, is we know that it's self-doubt when it's holding us back because of a perceived risk, right? So if she's holding herself back because she doesn't have enough information, but when she has that information, there's no risk, she's off, mm-hmm. then probably not self-doubt. So can that be true? And there might be other things underneath all of that that she just hasn't aired yet that might be to do with self-doubt.
Mm-hmm. Like I could see if she keeps coming with these things, it's like, I think it's self-doubt. And then it kind of is like not, then there's some other like self-doubt thing potentially underlying like why she's coming that way.
Why do you think she's defining it as being self-doubt?
Well, I think because she knows that I can work with self-doubt. So I think she's using that kind of language. And sometimes with my clients, I kind of say like, does this feel like a mindset thing to you? Or does this feel like something you just want to like come up with a plan for?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't remember if I gave her those options, but she had come to me with like, and then I said, okay, do you want to explore the protective belief? And she said, yeah. So I forget your question.
just the idea around it, both things being true, right?
That yeah.
And why she might be defining it as self-doubt. And so I guess, you know, part of this can just be like going with the energy of the client.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And maybe reassuring her. It's okay if it's not self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here for you.
Mm-hmm.
She may have a story that's the work you're doing. So she may want to define the challenges that she's having as that to preserve the relationship.
Mm.
Right. So it could be that reassuring her that you're just interested in her meeting her goals kind of thing.
And we have worked on a lot of other like, pure business, like signature system, and she's getting lots of wins through that. So it's, I think it's less that, but more, she doesn't know what's going on. And so she's calling it that potentially.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. This is the thing. I always encourage people to talk about the thing you're not talking about.
Yeah.
So you may even want to say, hey, I've been thinking about the last couple of sessions. And you called them self-doubt. And I wonder if just in the way that we've kind of resolved those, if you've been able to take action, it may not be self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And if she brings up another thing, hey, this is self-doubt, then you can, you know, there's a beautiful opening for that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I think that's right. If it's like two, maybe it doesn't make a pattern, but if it keeps going, then we can kind of see. And the other thing I look for is like, okay, so let's say we think we solved it, right? Like, okay, so we sort of came up with a life vision, great. But like, if on the next call, she's got resistance about it, well then, okay, like, well, but on the next call, she was good. She's like, I took so much action. I like did this and that. And fantastic. Like,
yeah.
So it was kind of like,
I think that's you've got a gut instinct here that maybe it isn't self-doubt, but she's calling it that. So you may be wondering, you know, who among us is wrong? And it's like, maybe neither of you are, right? I would just go with it.
Cool.
Yeah. And she may come up with some stuff that you're like, oh yeah, that's resistance. We can look at what's going on there.
I mean, I definitely can see that it's, there will be stuff. It's not like she's just a robot. So
Sure. I also think, and this happens a lot, is that clients will come with something that they are like, this is the thing we need to talk about today. And I'll get like, you know, they'll fill in their pre-session notes. This is the thing I want to talk about. We get on the call. Yep, it's still that. That's still the thing. And then, you know, three questions later, oh, that's so not the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so sometimes it can take a bit of trust to grow before we get there. But I think part of the process is just going with where the client is, you know, mirroring that reassurance. Like it's cool. Like it's amazing that you're taking action. That's fantastic. And so, you know, I guess when you're doing your kind of like check-ins after a few sessions, you may, after every few sessions or whatever, if you're checking in around how's this going for you, you could maybe even then wrap up and say, you know, it feels like this is a place where you're coming to get that accountability and have the space clear from your, the rest of your life to sort of set in motion what you want to achieve. This is perfect for that. Like almost reassuring her that it's going well, kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I'm probably due for a check-in with her, our first check-in. So that'd be good.
Perfect. Yeah. And you're getting to know her, right? So there may be some juicy stuff under there. You may have to go down the dark path, Sue.
Honestly, she's a lovely client. I adore working with her, and she's going to be so interesting to not get entangled with, because there's so many things she says that I'm like, oh, I do that. Oh, I do that. Like, but not like in self-doubty ways, but just like, we both just bought a rowing machine. We both do that. Like, it's just like so many just super random parallels. So it's just very, very cool. Funny, but no, she's, thank you.
It sounds like she feels really comfortable with you and she's getting a lot from it. So I would just go, thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, I, for the most part, that's how I feel, but this was the place to ask that question. So I wanted to ask. So thank you.
That's really cool. Thanks, Steph. Great question. Hey, Nicola, you want to stick your hand up? First go. Amazing.
Hi, everyone. Very happy to be, I don't know, this graduating alumni circle. Okay, so Sass, this isn't going to be totally new to you, but you know, our spiral journeys, new edges. So this one's more like my own personal, where business problem and self-doubt problem feel pretty tangled together. And so I'm open to your thoughts. So basically, what's not new about it, so even though I've been coaching for a lot of years, I've never felt the like, oh, I really have great, clear, like almost like branding and messaging and that sort of target group. And to some extent that hasn't needed to hold me back hugely, and that, you know, I've had clients and for a part-time basis, but I want to grow my practice and I'm excited to like create more media or guest podcasting. And I really do want to have a clearer kind of messaging about who I work with. And even just having graduated, it almost feels like a neat time for a little bit of room for evaluation and redefinition. And then the sticky part is, this has really been like a kryptonite zone for me, for people who are new to me. Like I have a pretty heavy bystander protector system where it can just be endlessly waiting for the perfect tagline, the perfect, like I know that and I'm more resourced, but it's still a sticky zone for me. And so I'm open to your, yeah, just thoughts, either on ideas on how I might sort of separately work, or if you're like, let's play with it and dig in a little bit. That's my area for growth.
Who do you want to work with?
Okay. Can I speak really honestly?
Totally.
Okay.
I mean, are you kidding? You're in the Cool Kids Club now.
Okay. I'm so excited. I mean, the core group, like when I think of all the people, especially like of, like kind of learning from clients who I felt got a lot of great value and who I loved working with, predominantly women, not only, also some non-binary gender queer folks, a few cis men, but mostly women. And I enjoy that, mostly in their 30s and 40s, sometimes precocious 20s, sometimes 50s, largely. Okay, so that's
Can I just reflect back to you that I've said, who do you like working with? And so far it's everyone.
I know, and I'm not even done, Sass. I'm not done.
You keep going.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
And then I think I told you this once before, but it's like, I feel like I've done my best to narrow it down to four little niche buckets. One, all big life and career changers, people who want a big life or career change, or it's been thrust upon them, a divorce, firing, or what I call people like the emergers, people who are coming out of a really discombobulating time and they're kind of trying to anchor. So emerging.
So emerging from change.
Yeah. Often sort of tumultuous change.
Yep.
Deaths, illness. And then, okay, these I love. These are dear to my heart. What I call my late bloomers. People who are often have been under functioners. Now I have more language to understand it. Often developmental trauma, don't understand the reasons why they don't feel they've been able to find their path or use their gifts. So late bloomers.
So late bloomers who are kind of claiming something.
Yeah, longing to bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one other group I feel like I'm missing. Oh, this pertains to the group that I've spoken, the group program idea I've spoken to is really the burning out overachievers who want a sort of different quality of life and way of being. These really overt, like I've coached for 14 years, part-time for a decade. This is the best I've done to try to be like, these are buckets. Mm-hmm. I feel like most can fit there, but that's still a lot of buckets.
Yeah. Well, so far you've got underachievers and overachievers. Mm-hmm. People who are going through change, have coming out of change, everyone at any age and any gender.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of buckets.
Yeah.
Okay, so next question. How, when you think about letting go of some of those buckets, what comes up for you?
Just a sensory experience of my protector and a strong resistance. I don't want to. Like, I value them all. When I think of experiences, like there's a pretty strong, and I think that's why I've always struggled, like just do it, smallest viable group for your mark. I've just never been willing. Like it's just a discomfort.
So it's a no.
Yeah.
It's a no.
Yeah.
Now, is it a no because it's super clear to you that this is the people you want to work with?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a no because you don't want to reject anybody or some other reason similar?
I think it feels sincerely more on the, like there could be the parts that are a little bit more murky, but it feels more clean than totally, I just can't bear to let them go. Like, I really value that. I have two books in mind that I'd love to write. I kind of, one is right for the late bloomers. Another is about sort of descent journey and a culture that values ascent and honoring the change. And I really feel like it's almost like each feels very special. So somehow, I guess it's like the risk would be like loss. If I were to narrow, there's a sense of loss.
Yeah. So, because I just want you to love your reasons for choosing these people. Right? Mm-hmm. Like it honestly doesn't freaking matter. Like if you have a niche or not. If this is funny because it's you and you're like, I want to narrow it down and I want to work with everyone, right? I just want you to love your reason. Like whatever you choose, I want it to be conscious and for you to love it because then it's so much easier to show up for these folks.
Yeah.
You don't have to choose. What if you didn't have to choose?
Like that, in many ways, there's a freedom. Like that would be the best. And I've fantasized about like the dream bucket that allows me to, or an umbrella, whatever metaphor, so that I can honor, there's room for all of these. Like I know a career coach who has beautiful, very simple bucket, Sarah Vermont, you've interviewed her. And then she has very clear tributaries. Emerging career folks, midlife, business. So if I could have a really coherent, but honestly, that would feel great. But what often ends up happening, I have the judgment, is that it's a little so generic and serving everyone.
Yeah.
that I think in terms of, even though a lot of people would refer just because of the quality and they know me, but I don't think it's an easy positioning. Here's, oh, that's next. Send them over, because it's just so everyone.
Well, and I think this is the thing. Whatever we choose, we're going to have challenges around the messaging.
Okay.
So choose the challenge that you're happy to solve.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm with you. Like and I think, knowing you as I do, if you got too niche, I think you would just rebel.
I do too.
And you would almost go, fuck it, I'm doing this now. But then you would make it mean something's gone, like that you'd done something wrong again, you know, that story, right?
Yeah.
But what if we just said, well, I'm not going to choose. I'm just going to get super clear about the kinds of folks that I want to work with.
That feels good. Like if I could do that effectively, that makes me feel like win-win. And it feels a little out of reach, but that feels exciting when you just paint that process.
So just notice that feeling in your body is the yes.
Yeah.
So let's let go of the idea of you have to sit in a bucket. Right?
No.
So what's the thing, the common denominators? If we thought about these things as like Venn diagrams, what's in the middle? Like I'm seeing there's some stuff around change.
Yeah.
And transition.
Yes.
Right?
Totally. I agree entirely. And like, I've often thought of that, like that idea of like my tarot card that I drew for the year is that idea of the chariot, like the guide for change, which still I have a little voice popping up, but isn't that too generic? But there's something about it that feels so true. Like if that can be enough.
And that's the thing, right? If you remember, I can't even remember the module, but remember we talked about adulthood as like sameness and difference.
Totally thinking of that. Yes.
Right. That actually you're interested in the folks who are edging into difference.
Yeah.
Or coming out of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And in that place, there is a shit ton of discombobulation.
Yes. And opportunity for growth and opportunity for learning, like all that sort of expansive growing in our sense of agency, claiming our own aspects of identity. Like there's so many beautiful pieces that are relevant for all four of those groups.
So, and that's the thing, what I would do is almost like let go of the idea that they're separate groups.
Okay.
Right? Like see them as one group of folks who are navigating change.
Yeah.
And they need a guide for that change.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you that anyone who's kind of like having a middle, and I guess the only thing that I notice is that the juicier people for you are going to be the folks that are changing developmental stage into that more self-authoring place, right? Into that formed self-concept. So I would say that they're probably midlife.
Yeah.
But that's a beautiful way to talk about this, right? It's like, because I imagine for you, if you were dealing with kind of 20-year-olds who were trying to pick a major, that wouldn't really be enough.
You're bang on, because I'm thinking about workshops for higher education. I'm like, I don't really want to work with the students. I want to work with the staff.
Yeah.
Like that's, it's adults.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Sorry to talk to you. I'm just going to want to get this thought out and then we can come back, see if it's helpful. But so if you think about that, then that appeals in terms of, I feel like that's a real match for your languaging, the way you talk about this work. Mm-hmm. It is in that real depth psychology place. Like what's underneath, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is this hard? Why is this change hard for you at this time in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And exploring all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And this could be career. It could be relationship. It could be, you know, starting a business. It could be, you know, having some kind of reckoning around healing, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's almost like these are the times when we often feel the loneliest because we don't fit our old life anymore. Yeah. And we've usually lost a support network. You just think about what happens when people get divorced.
Exactly.
Right. So we feel the loneliest and the least resourced.
Yeah.
Right. And this is the time when we actually need the most support. And usually we kind of, I think what happens, and I think the bit that Martha always missed out of her model, and I wonder if she's updated it, because Nicola and I are both trained by Martha Beck and Susan, is that, you know, that actually what happens when we go into that death phase is that part of us dies, but I think we almost return to the womb. Like it's a fetal position where we go into that kind of childlike, what the fuck to do phase. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I ever saw it as a kind of death and rebirth. It was more a sort of like return to innocence and confusion, right? And that's when we most need help to kind of internalize that parenting for ourselves, all that jazz. So just where I was going with that.
Yeah, no, I'm appreciating it. And the other thing that feels neat with you saying, I don't know, like trust yourself that maybe I don't have to do this narrow choosing. And even though it feels broad, that feels where it can start to turn into a cleaner business challenge. If I want a bit of support to figure out a bit of brand messaging, and again, my tendency is to have literally on this topic, I probably have 40 pages of notes, this attempt at a brand message and this one and this. So I may need help because I can get a bit swimmy to take this and sort of just trust it and have someone help me distill, just figure out a little bit of that tagline that is a little bit my bio at the bottom of an article and a thing when if I'm offering speaking. Like I can work on developing that, but I just feel like I'm appreciating your, I don't know, your validation and sort of painting this picture, because the other thing that's striking me is I've often also felt like part of my gift is that I have a strong access of both individual growth, but quite passionate about like systemic change, like worldview, thinking about like bigger collective resilience, like even quite interested in nervous systems. And like, as we go through flux and climate crisis, like some of the things I write about in blogs, this could allow me that. It feels big enough that I could find my way to grow into my role as like this idea of a guide or someone who has expertise on resiliency and kind of joy through change, like however I play with it, but I just feel like I think there's a way.
Yeah. And, you know, look, just to put my hand up, I've chosen self-doubt as my niche, my flavor of coaching. That's a way of not choosing. Because I'm totally with you. Like I want to work with lots of different kinds of folks, and otherwise I would rebel as well. I know myself well enough to know that I'm very easily bored.
So, because I'm like, you found a way to find your bucket that I think is pretty effective. And yet, as we say, the overfunctioners and the underfunctioners, like the very model shows.
So that's the thing. If you looked at change from an overfunctioning, underfunctioning perspective, you would get some really lovely messaging out of that. And without narrowing down.
And I think as I learn and integrate this program, probably that idea of even like self-belief through, during, navigating change, like there's probably my way to sort of language.
Well, what happens is, you know, we go into that kind of chrysalis mode.
Yeah.
We emerge. And if we seek help while we're in the chrysalis, who we are on the other side is different.
Yeah. Yep. This is heartening for me. Like this just feels like very permissive. Well, checking with me to be like, let's check for what's a guise. I don't feel my protector up. You know me. I'm pretty, it's up. The emotions are there.
And I would just say that the lookouts, right? And you know yourself very well, like your self-awareness is off the charts. So you're going to notice when you are starting to dive off on a tangent. Right. Mm-hmm. So what I would say is maybe what you, and I did this when I was developing a couple of programs, I had,
Oh, no.
Four different client avatars. Sorry, did I just drop out there?
Just for a moment.
Yeah, okay. I had four different client avatars. So you may want to choose, you know, Daisy, who's getting divorced, you know, and Paul, yeah, who's just been made redundant, right? You may want to choose four people and have two being underfunctioners, two being overfunctioners.
Like that.
And then write to them.
Yeah.
So you're talking broadly about what happens in change and then specifically about how different folks cope with it.
Yep.
And I think there's universality in the specificity.
I agree. And even with my buckets, to just this dynamic dance, like I'll live into my bucket that may be broadly about guiding through change, transition. And, oh, Seth, I just had this really cool thing, which makes me feel more like I've known this, but this is almost like a trusting it and deepening it with you. The dream podcast I want to offer, I already, like, this is so classic. Three podcasts are already made. You know, and then, I mean, things threw me off kilter. There was a lot, in fairness, but I have too many of these incomplete things, as Sass knows. But do you know what the name for it is? And it just sort of, it's all things change, because it's a double nod. It's about resiliency and joy through change. And that idea of a little bit of a nod to my Buddhism mindfulness, the reality of impermanence and the changes we don't choose. So I actually just feel like full circle.
That's really cool. Like, so, and just know, right, your subconscious, right, and this is, yeah, everyone's saying, you knew this all, what? Yeah, as we all get to know Nicola, we're going to know she's so freaking wise, she just doesn't tell herself, right? So the thing to notice is All Things Change podcast, the chariot that's been your talisman this year, right? Yeah. Like, it's like this has been bubbling away.
Yeah.
So I would say claim it and stick with it for a year.
Okay.
Right? Just say, okay, for the next year, I am going to claim that I am a coach that supports people going through change.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you then just have this like anchor for your work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because remember that combo of the critic and the bystander, the big kind of kryptonite is commitment.
Yeah.
Because you could go in and you add in someone with an enormous brain and you could go anywhere. Yeah. Right? That's like both a blessing and a curse.
I know. I do know.
So part of this is just about going, okay, I'm gonna solve this. The problem I'm going to solve is how do I put that messaging? Not have I got the right niche?
Yes.
Right? Like, notice that. Like, when you actually commit to something, you start solving better problems.
Yeah. Yes. I don't need to second guess, redoubt, majorly reinvent that wheel. That's okay. I don't have one narrow, tiny niche. That's not my way, my path. Here it is. This is, commit, give it a year. And I think I already have an editor in mind, because I think I do well sometimes to have an outside distiller, outside perspective with my writing.
Remember simplicity. You want to find a way to talk about this simply. Yeah. Have you read William Bridges' Transitions?
Yeah, for sure.
You would have. Yeah. So, and so this is the discombobulation in the middle, the messy middle.
Yeah.
Right? This is your work.
Yeah.
And that, even just reading that part of the book might help you with the words, right?
Yeah. And you know what's funny, Sass? I almost feel like maybe it would be interesting, like this editor person, because like I could write to those avatars. I can write a beautiful blog on this and I can write this. I think maybe it's almost like it truly could be an editorial support to be like, take those pile of 40 notes, listen to this, here's the best I can do. Because, And then like you help me see the forest for the trees with a few examples of that, just clear the broader piece that feels compelling and not just sort of too generic. I just feel like, I think I need that I'm like, when people said in the chat, I'm a lot closer than I think.
Yeah.
Even to be like,
I really do think you are. And I think the challenge is going to be that refining, simplicity, staying with what does your client need to know at what stage? So on the homepage of your website, they need very clear, simple directions. It's basically, are you for me? Are you not for me? That's the question they're trying to answer.
Yes.
And they do it very quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, are you going through change? I can help. Perfect. Right? Like you almost, because do you remember when you've been through a change and you're Googling at 2 a.m., why am I fucking like this? Why is my life a shit show? Right? Yeah. You need someone to say, are you going through change? I can help. Right.
Yeah. I love this. I really think I'm closer. And even because it'll be fun to go back and look at my about that simple thing. And I'm already probably pretty close and I've got the details. So like, I honestly think this is, it's almost now with more trust to be like believing that I'm closer than I think. Yeah. Let's just go do this. And I can get a few feedback. And just like you're saying to me, hey, caution, don't get too overly complex. And the other one I would want to give to myself is like, best direction of travel, good enough, because I could get a little spiraling on this word. Like, I know it sounds silly, but just watch out a little bit for the critic that's like, it's still never going to be quite good enough.
Yeah. And the way I think to work with your critic in particular is to reassure it. We're just going to refine as we go.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think all I would prioritize in your shoes is getting your homepage and your main one-to-one
offers mapped out.
Offer not mapped out. Right. And then you can turn that into a PDF. You can do a friends and family, anyone know anyone who wants I'm so excited. I've just, you know, you can spin it, right? I'm so excited. I've just finished this training. Got such clarity on my work. It's an integration of everything I've been doing for the last 25 years or whatever. You know, like I'm super excited. Are you this person? Here's Daisy, here's Paul, here's the rest of them, right?
Yeah.
And it's like either you are this person or you know someone who is navigating a change, send them my way. We can have a no obligation chat, right? And then you fill up your diary with half a dozen consultations.
Yeah.
Then you convert those people into paying clients. And then in 3 months' time, you're coming to these calls going, right, I'm entangled as fuck.
That sounds great, Sass. And in fact, I'm excited. It sort of dovetails. I'm already in that mode of wanting to reach out and communicate. And I just think, and I've got this editor waiting for my feedback. It's time to just the about page and my two programs. And those are actually going to be like these, it's not from scratch. Those will be on the website and ready for me to link with that sort of professionalism. And I don't need to do more than that right now and then get going.
Perfect.
Oh, that was
this is a fantastic period of time, right? Like how we were talking in our coaching session around, you know, the timing. Like it's you don't have to do anything really fancy quickly, right?
Oh.
This is about clarity and just it really is a spit and polish.
It is, and I'm going to hold that. I may watch this again to just take all the remind myself. And I also love, like, it's like down the road, I sort of fantasize of a little lead magnet for each one. And that helps me tag them. But it's like, I've got a year, there's no rush. Let's get that clear, clean bucket. Yep. The two ways to work with me, I can link them to blogs that are a bit more for each one. That'll come, that more business evolution.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Your business is not your website. It's getting paying clients in the hot seat in front of you. That's your business. That's your work. You could do that without a website.
Yes.
You just need a way of clarifying your work and getting clients in the hot seat.
I like this though. I feel ready to do the core, just the simple version, the core, here's who I work with, you're feeling, thinking, saying, you're wanting, here I am. It could be this or this. And like, I'm ready. I receive my assignment, Sass.
I feel it. So cool. So cool.
Thank you. That was surprisingly, like, I've never had those conversations before with more for my healthy self. Like, usually I've crumbled into protector when I've sought the career coach and consult again. So that's cool. Thank you.
Right.
I think
the healthy self sees you, honors your healthy self.
Thank you, everyone. Nice to meet you. Thank you for the present.
So fun. Yay. Anyone else got anything for the last 15? I'm going to take a photo of this for you, just in case you need it. Anyone else got anything? I think this stuff really works. Yes, please, Susan.
Hi, everyone. So I'm not bringing a self-doubt or entanglement situation to the table, but I wanted to remind Sophie, Stephanie, and Nicola. Okay.
Nicola.
Nicola. I don't know why I think Nicola is a real name. I have a new client, and every time I talk to her, I say, "You sure it's not Nicola?" It's a bad thing. Anyway, I wanted to remind everyone that SAS supports on the second Wednesday of every month, although we skip September and August, a session which I facilitate called Creation Station. And it's at the intersection of your self-doubt and your ideas, with an emphasis more on your ideas. So it's a little bit of coaching, like in the vein of self-belief coaching, but it really tries to focus on the thing. It's brainstorming, it's road testing, it's making it okay not to do the thing you think you should do and find the thing that you want to do. The other piece of that is that it offers a place for accountability. So you can say, this month, by next month, I want to have done X, Y, or Z. I'll make a note of that. And if you come back the next month, I will check in with you and see how that's going and see what other kind of support you need. So it's on Wednesday, October 12th this month at 5 p.m. UK time, which is 9 a.m. in Pacific time zone. I don't know where you guys are, but I'm sure you can figure it out. But I'd love to see you guys there if it's useful. Perfect. And yeah. So that's
great, Susan.
Thanks,
yeah.
Sass.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I'm excited. And I also want to know from people, if you're watching the replay, if anyone is interested in doing their own masterclass, if you have a flavor of coaching, like change and transition, for example, and you want to share your expertise with the group, please feel free to do that. And yes, you will have that link. We're getting you access to the graduate portal, and there is a page on there for Susan's session. So yeah. Really
and
cool.
Susan has promised today or tomorrow better words on that page for what Creation Station is, which this is perfect. We're still working on our messaging. We have clarity of purpose, but the messaging is a little not clear. So we're trying to get there.
It's going to evolve and refine as we go. It's brilliant.
Of course. Giant experiment.
Yeah. Really cool.
Thanks, Sass.
No worries. Steph.
Just a quick reminder for me, is there somewhere where all of the students hang out? Like, is there somewhere that I can, like, I don't know, message Nicola, for example?
Yes. So okay. I'm so glad you asked. So one of the ongoing challenges I have is the discussion forum on the graduate site. And partly because it's just been tricky. So, we are giving someone that job to actually spark that up and manage it. So you will start to see that getting more attention, more love. And yes, please feel free to get stuck in.
And okay, so that's the one in the portal then?
In the portal.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the only place that we all hang out. So.
And it's not like on each module. It's a overall
discussion.
That's right.
It's just one. Yeah. And we'll just see how we go with it. We may need to kind of, we've got one on Susan's page, and we may have, we may start discussion forums that is like covering separate subjects, but at the moment we've just got one and one on Susan's page. Yeah. Cool. All righty. Thanks everyone. So nice to see you all. Sophie, you good? You need anything?
I am good, yeah. I'm procrastinating on admitting that I'm procrastinating on my certification homework. Cool. Yeah, I think I just need to be told to do it. I need an accountability. Yeah, that'll do. I've just run out of excuses. I had genuine excuses, legitimate reasons why I couldn't do it, and they've all expired. So I'm now like, I have the time, I have the space. I'm just a bit scared. I'm scared to open my recordings because I did them in like April. Yeah. And I've convinced myself that I'm gonna have to redo them because they're terrible, and just like that whole thing.
Reassure you and anyone who's listening, every single person who has certified has sent me an apology with their recording for exactly that reason, right? Actually recorded this quite a while back and I can't even listen to it. I can't listen to myself. I don't know what the hell I said. It's fine. Please don't panic, right?
That is actually very good to know. Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking of putting a little PS on mine. I got to get to the point of actually watching them through first so I can choose one. But yeah, I think I need to just like put it in my diary, because at the moment I'm like refusing to write it down anywhere. Like, I'm not making it a to-do list item, and it's like that has to stop because I feel like the longer I leave it, the worse this is going to get. So I just need to do it while it's still like vaguely fresh.
Well, and how fun would it be to just go, I certified.
Mm-hmm. It would. I really want that. Yeah, I just got to crack on.
Amazing. Well, you go away and do that.
I will. Yeah, thank you. This has been really helpful for me anyway. I've loved listening to everyone. And yeah, it's just always good to like reconnect with SBCA vibes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad.
Thank you. I'm going to write it in my diary.
Nice. Yeah, Nicola.
Well, just on that note, I don't know if it's going to be an ongoing thing, but for like tomorrow and then for a couple of Fridays in October, for this same kind of thing, I created a little, like Susan's structure thing, just calling a co-working opportunity, calling it integration and implementation time, because there's so many things I want to do, like actually brand my tools and organize the resources. So for that, even that kind of thing, like I could show up every 2 weeks and chip away. That's when I'll do my certification activities. So when I'm in the alumni thing, I'll put a link and my Zoom and the times, just in case.
Absolutely.
It's more co-working than constant talking, like 90 minutes quiet, half an hour. Can we help each other check in?
Exactly. That's right.
Amazing.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Thank you. That helps
co-working
me a lot.
Is
accountability.
Yeah. It's so, so good. Yeah. Amazing. Yay. Fab. All right, lovely people, go be amazing. I'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks, Sass.